This is Ron Moss from the Heart. When I was growing up and probably in my early 20s, I remember going out to a club and one night in Clemson. You know, I'm born in Clemson, so. And I remember the club was packed with people. I mean, it was one of those nights where a lot of people were out having a good time. And I remember listening to the music, going through a crowd of people, and ended up bumping into this brother. And, you know, said, excuse me, didn't think nothing about it. You know, went on about my business. And I remember maybe about 15 minutes later, the guy came back with another guy and said, hey, man, you bumped me. And I immediately responded and said, hey man, I don't fight my own people, bro. You know, we got our own problems. We got enough problems as it is. Why do we need to fight each other? And he said, hey, you right, bro. I'm sorry. You know, everything's good. And didn't think nothing about it. You know, didn't go home and meditate on it. I just felt like, you know, at that time I probably was this kind of young radical brother who, you know, was reading a lot about who I was and about my history, and just had this feeling that, you know, I had enough to battle in the world alone, and so why would I need to have a battle with somebody that looked just like me? It just didn't make sense. And to be honest with you, you know, I'm 60 years old, and I can probably count on not only one hand, but maybe a few fingers, how many actual physical interactions I've had with someone who looked just like me. Mostly it was in a sports situation, football practice. You know, I think probably each time might have been football practice. You know, I can't really visualize any other time that I had an interaction with another brother. I just had my mind made up that was a fight I was not going to have, you know. And, you know, I'm saying all this because a few days ago, someone, a young brother, was in Clemson and got shot. He was a young brother, 21 years old, and apparently so far two other brothers, these are all three black men. The two other brothers, the brother who got killed is 21, and the two brothers who have been charged are 22 and 23 years old. I think about the fact that, you know, the media shows, you know, and rightly so, school shootings. You know, if you can remember, at one point we had people going on the job. You know, if you can remember, it was almost at epidemic proportion where every time you turn around, somebody was at the post office killing somebody who worked there, who was upset. People on their job, people showing up. I can remember a few years back in Virginia Beach, a guy who worked for the city of Virginia Beach turns around and go in and shoot employees, shoot his own people that he worked with, you know, for some encounter he had. People who've been shot in clubs, and people who've been shot at concerts, and people who have been shot at sporting events. And of course, you know, when someone is shot by the police. But, you know, and I know that because, you know, I'm black, I'm African-American. So I know that there are discussions that take place in our communities about black on black crime. It is a conversation that does come up. But I guess the question is, you know, are we really doing anything about it? Or has it just become the norm of our community? It's almost like, I can remember when it was a big deal when a 13, 14, 15-year-old girl got pregnant. It was like major. Hey, what's going on here? Somebody needs to go to jail. Something needs to happen. And, you know, now it's somewhat normal. It's kind of part of the culture now. I think even people try to justify it now. And is it that way now with violent crimes in our community, with homicide in our community, that black-on-black crime has now become a part of our culture? That's just kind of like, oh, for real? Another black brother has been shot by another black brother. Oh, okay. What are we going to eat at? Let's go to the movies. It's just part of the culture. And the sad reality is that no one's going to fix this problem but us. In 2022, and you know, there is not data yet for 2023, so imagine the data that's going to be coming out. But certain information that I was able to get was, you know, in 2022, and this was not in different states, but it just kind of blew me away that in one of every 67 black men ages 18 to 24 in Philadelphia were killed or injured in gun homicides or shootings. In Rochester, New York, it was 1 in 50 young black men. In Cincinnati, it was 1 in 44 young black men. On average, more than 12,400 black people die from gun violence each year, with 15,548 such deaths in 2021 alone. Homicides rose to 61% from 2018 to 2021. I thought this was interesting too. Black kids, homicides were 84%. Black kids' suicides were 9%. White kids' homicides were 24%. Suicides were 66%. Since 2019, gun violence has become the leading cause of death among Americans under the age of 18 years old. I was hoping that if I did this, that the result that I wanted would have been different as far as looking up the definition of homicide. And it says the killing of one person by another. Yes, we do have gun issues. I think that there needs to be more regulation. I think that there needs to be some gun laws that need to change. I think it needs to be more strict ways to be able to purchase a gun. Because the hardest thing to change that people don't want to talk about, it takes years to change behavior that's been created for years. And we see now, you know, how violent it's getting. But I want to make sure I want to stay in our neighborhood. I want to stay in the African-American neighborhood. I don't want to leave it right now, because we tend to leave that neighborhood and we want to pounce on other issues. Isn't it ironic, and rightly so, if a police officer kills a young black man, not only are we ready to march, not only are we ready to call Attorney Crump, not only are we ready to fuss and holler and call out the police, not only are we ready for action, not only are we ready for something to happen, for someone to go to jail, but we have a totally different reaction when there's a black-on-black crime. I just told you a few days ago that this 21-year-old black male is gone, shot and killed, and a 22-year-old black male and 23-year-old black male has been charged in killing him. Where's the marching? I haven't gotten an email or a Facebook page or alert that we're going to be gathering and we're going to be marching. Where's the press conference? Where's Attorney Crump? Where are the families who are frustrated, who have had enough, who are ready to speak out? Nothing. And until we begin to really take a hold of this problem and really start to do something about it, we become complicit, whether we like it or not, when one of these young black males decide to kill their own. Let's don't get ignorant here. They shouldn't be killing anybody. But that's not our problem right now. Our problem is they're killing us. We're killing each other that look like us. The data shows it. You can, isn't it ironic that the Center for Disease Control has this data that you can look up? But I wonder sometimes that are we that busy that we don't even have time to care about each other or care about real issues that are happening in our community? Are we really that busy? Are we really that busy? Or we just don't want to care, or we don't want to have to be the person that get involved? Are we scared? Is that part of it? Is that the real issue? We're scared. What is it? And it's particularly if you have a young black male that's still alive and still vibrant and still doing what they have to do to survive and be productive in this world. If you have a young female, black female who's still striving, who's young, being productive in this world. If you got young black grandkids who are striving and growing up and being productive and learning and growing, those are the people that you need to be caring about. That should push you into getting involved. That should push you into creating programs, into coming together and having roundtable discussions and taking action in the community that you live in and say enough is enough. And be the resources, be the solution. Make the culture that we live in better by being involved. That's what you can do. That's what we can do. But guess what? Before this year is out, I guess I can say before possibly the next few months are out, I won't be surprised. No, I won't be surprised if I hear in the state of South Carolina or state of Georgia, Chicago, Connecticut, Detroit. Isn't it ironic? Some young black male is getting prepared right now to kill one of his own and do it just like they're eating a hamburger and some fries. It's just what I do. It's time for change. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.